Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, one of you asked me if I knew what crudité was. As a physician, I didn't. I had to look up what a crudité was. And a crudité is, I think, like a veggie tray. But it is a very nice... Isn't there like a charcuterie board... Don't they have like another French name for when you have a bunch of cheese and meat on a... So crudité is, they're French appetizers consisting of sliced or whole raw vegetables that are found in, that have a vinaigrette or other dipping sauce. So that would be like a veggie tray for us, you know, but there, okay, as a charcuterie, I can't, I don't know what it's called. It's a charcuterie board is where you cut up a bunch of cheeses and meats and stuff. It's fancy, and I get it. I get it. But for Dr. Oz, not helping him too much. Now, Dr. Oz, I've respected. Cardiologist. Been able to navigate through media. Stumbled with some of the things he allegedly endorsed and sold and seemed to kind of be accused of selling out to Hollywood. But when people ask me if Dr. Oz was going to have a problem when he went up against John Fetterman for the Pennsylvania Senate seat, and if his history with, you know, kind of selling out to the supplement companies would hurt him, I didn't say that was going to be the issue. The issue was going to be he's up against somebody who had a stroke. And he's in Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania has a lot of middle class, blue collar, and, you know, a doctor, you know, who's going to have his wings kind of clipped because he can't throw all these punches, not only at a stroke survivor, but anybody for that matter, because doctors are supposed to be empathetic. He was going to have to fight with one arm tied behind his back. And so it was going to be very challenging. If Dr. Oz was able to pull it off, it could be, one, because he had a lot of popularity, or two, it's because people are trying to, you know, flip the Senate and have it more in the Republican favor. But Dr. Oz, yeah, he made a little bit of a slip up with the crudité. Apparently what happened with that is he went to a grocery store, and he was trying to talk about, you know, rising prices. And he was talking to the camera, and he was, you know, he didn't really look like, he said, I'm shopping at Wegner's, but I don't think that was the name of the store, so that was a little bit of a, you know, a gaffe. And it was Redner's, but he might have missed it up with Wegmans, which is, I think, a more upscale restaurant. You know, people have been making fun of him, and I don't think that's the biggest deal. When we're talking about politics, it's just too important. But where he's struggling is you have John Fetterman, who is post-stroke, out there campaigning. And when Dr. Oz wanted to debate him, which is very advantageous for Dr. Oz, it looks, you know, Fetterman is making it look like he's kind of beating up on him. Fetterman said, I'm eager to put my record and my values up against Dr. Oz's any day of the week. As I recover from this stroke and improve my auditory processing and speech, I look forward to continuing to meet with people in Pennsylvania. But the list of debate concessions from Oz's campaign team made it, quote, abundantly clear that they think it's funny to mock a stroke survivor. Oz campaign said it would pay for any additional medical personnel that Fetterman might need to have on standby. They would also permit him bathroom breaks, allow him to have all his notes on hand, along with an earpiece to obtain answers from his staff. So even though that, you know, from a medical standpoint, sounds nice that they're offering him these accommodations, it's, again, can be interpreted another, you know, Oz is basically damned if he does, damned if he, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't in this. And it was a tough race. When I knew, once I heard that John Fetterman had a stroke, I was like, you know, Oz is going to be in trouble. He won't be able to be, you know, doctor turned politician and be able to win people over without looking like, you know, a mean guy. It is possible. So he has formally challenged Fetterman, who is the Democratic frontrunner to 5 debates this month, and Oz has been trailing. But, you know, Fetterman, he knows that's not going to be his strong suit with everything that's going on, so he has nothing to gain. And in fact, Fetterman is already ahead in the polls. So why should he, all he needs to do, Fetterman needs to do, is just keep going. So my advice for Dr. Oz, and hopefully he'll come on the show and, you know, we could talk to him, but, you know, he has a, he needs to rely on his record. And even though a lot of people are impressed with his media career and his career as a physician, he was on Oprah, and he was on the Dr. Oz show, and he slowly started to enter politics, and he assisted President Trump with his medical analysis and all that, and he is a very, very accomplished man, but we're going to need to hear about that, and that's what he's going to have to run on. But if he wasn't in politics, you have a lot of individuals that look at him as Hollywood. They don't look at him as Pennsylvania rolling up your sleeves, veggie tray eating guy. They look at him as a rich doctor who eats crudité. That's, you know, Dr. Oz is very classy, but that's not going to be up against, you know, somebody like Fetterman who's, you know, running with this. And I'm not saying Fetterman's going to be a better, you know, senator. I don't know if I agree with a lot of his policies, but Oz has a tough race, and what he needs to concentrate on is, look, you know, this is what I can do, this is what I've done, this is who I am. And he almost has to shake some of the Dr. Oz show off. And I don't know if he'll be able to do it. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so last couple days have really brought the past back to us. The last Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, has died. He passed away yesterday at the age of 91. He ended the Cold War and worked with Ronald Reagan, historically. And he died at the age of 91, the last Soviet president. He forged arm reduction deals with the U.S., partnerships with Western powers to remove the Iron Curtain, which had divided Europe since World War II, and he brought about the reunification of Germany, helped to bring about. But the Soviet Union did fall apart, and so people are mixed as to his legacy in terms of, from the Russian standpoint. And President Vladimir Putin called the fall of the Soviet Union one of the greatest geopolitical catastrophes of the 20th century. Now, Russian Central Clinical Hospital said Mikhail Gorbachev passed away tonight, this was yesterday, after a serious and protracted disease. So I don't think we have a lot of details on that. If we do, I'll definitely share them. Putin did express his deepest condolences, according to Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov. Tomorrow he will send a telegram of condolences to his family and friends. Putin said in 2018 he would reverse the Soviet Union's disintegration if he could, which is one of the reasons why we believe he moved forward to attack Ukraine, try to take over more than more than what he has thus far annexed. World leaders obviously paying tribute. Biden said he believed in glasnost and perestroika, openness and restructuring, not as mere slogans but as a path forward for the people of the Soviet Union after so many years of isolation and deprivation. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson cited Putin's invasion of Ukraine and Gorbachev's tireless commitment to opening up Soviet society remains an example to us all. So, you know, Gorbachev did, according to Reuters, you know, bring the Soviet Union closer to the West than any other leader since World War II. And he did give freedom to hundreds of millions of people in Russia, as well as around it in half of Europe. And it was huge. But they said Gorbachev saw his legacy wrecked late in life with the invasion of Ukraine and Western sanctions crashing down on Moscow. And politicians now are talking about another Cold War. So all that work that was done between Reagan and Gorbachev and previous leaders, Margaret Thatcher, might slowly be reversed. So it was, according to Andrei Kolesnikov, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, Gorbachev died in a symbolic way when his life's work, freedom, was effectively destroyed by Putin. Now, people are concerned that the legacy of Diana, Princess Diana, who died 25 years ago on Wednesday, today, might her legacy might be marred with the split of her sons William and Harry, which is something that we never wanted to see. When 36-year-old Diana died, and you saw the funeral and you saw young William and young Harry with Prince Charles, you were like, those three better stick together, those three better be strong, and you see this rift that sadly has occurred. And I don't know if it's fair to blame it all on Meghan Markle. She appears to be, you know, a contributor to the rift, but, you know, Harry always kind of seemed to be, you know, I'm going to do my own thing, little party, I see both sides. It must be really, really hard to be the second born, where not only do you not become the king because you're not the firstborn, but the firstborn's kids have more, a higher, you know, role or stature than you do. So I get, and, you know, Harry took it in stride, but, you know, then, you know, with the marriage of Meghan Markle, and it didn't look like the families got along, now it looks like there's this rift that just, you know, might not be repaired. And it could be repaired, but we have something else that's getting in the way, which is why Meghan Markle is going to probably be getting more criticism than maybe she deserves, because she keeps going out there, and her claim to fame is being a royal or marrying into the royal family, but needing to flee it because of, you know, how horrible it was. And so she has, I think, a new podcast, and she said South Africa celebrated her wedding. I'm not really sure what that was. I don't really recall that. Dr. John Connie believes the Duchess of Sussex made a faux pas after she used a U.S. magazine interview to imply her 2018 royal wedding sparked celebrations in South Africa, reminiscent of the release of his friend Madiba, the legendary anti-apartheid leader. So, I mean, Meghan Markle, I have to admit, has a either a PR team or has some meet, for some reason, she has been able to get on headlines and get out there and be a story. And she is still dominating headlines when this is the 25th anniversary of Princess Diana's death. Diana was only 36 years old. She advocated for AIDS patients, landmine removal in developing countries. She was, well loved. She was killed in a car crash in Paris on August 31st, 1997. It raised a lot of scrutiny. There's been a lot of reports that there were, she was being chased, not by paparazzi. Originally they said it was paparazzi, but that there were motorcycles that were chasing her, and you heard the last picture of her was her looking behind, seeing who was chasing them, and the drivers were at top speed, and she was with her boyfriend, Egyptian-born Dodi Fayed. Driver Henry Paul also died in the crash, and they had left the Ritz Paris to go to Dodi's apartment. And then their vehicle reached speeds of more than 60 miles an hour in this tunnel, and then it rammed into a pillar in the middle of the highway, and then it appeared somebody in the motorcycle went up to her, made a sign that she was dead, and then, I guess, left the scene. And so we're really kind of confused as to what happened. And so initially they blamed the paparazzi. Prosecutors later revealed that it was the driver who had blood alcohol level 3 times above the country's legal limit. So then that started to, kind of go, well, wait a second here. She looked like she was looking at somebody chasing her. And it, in the last picture of the driver, it kind of left a lot to be desired. An extensive 2006 Scotland Yard investigation determined the crash was a tragic accident, but in April 2008, a British jury ruled that the driver and paparazzi were both to blame. But there's still been a lot of scrutiny. A lot of people don't know. This might be something that just never gets figured out. And, you kind of wish at this time that at least the sons of Diana and, all that she's done, as a mom, the biggest legacy of any mom is her younglings, being there for each other, her family. And, as we honor her in so many different ways, this is very frustrating to be getting, clips of, Meghan Markle. And her hijacking the news cycle is very frustrating to me for this. And, maybe she has spoken out, and maybe she has, today not done a lot of media interviews, but I don't know. It's it feels like they need money. They need to, have their Netflix movie sell. They need to be a Hollywood power couple, but they're not. Prince Harry is a royal, and he, can live wherever he wants, but I feel like they're kind of forcing themselves in U.S. pop culture, and we're not, I don't think you're going to get a lot of people to hate the royals. They might think that the monarchy is outdated. They might think that maybe some inappropriate stuff happened. They might be very upset at if there was any connections to Diana's death, why couldn't more have been investigated? They might not like Camilla, who knows, but I think whenever we do have anybody who dies, a mom who obviously loved her boys, it's always sad to see the family rift. And I come from a family that tore the siblings apart. They claimed, oh, y'all have to be close. Yet they would pit each other against us, and they would, we'd get beaten based on the good that one person did and the bad that the other person did. And that's not right. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Stop. My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration is giving emergency use authorization to another booster dose of COVID-19 vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. In a virtual news conference, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says as the virus evolves, the original vaccine is not as protective against newer strains.
The FDA has extensive experience with evaluating strain changes for influenza vaccines and is confident in the data supporting these latest booster authorizations.
The authorization comes without results from any human trials. Another top Fed Reserve official says interest rates will keep rising as the central bank fights back against inflation. Cleveland Fed Reserve President Loretta Mester calling for raising interest rates above 4%, adding she doesn't see the Fed cutting rates in 2023. This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So earlier today, we announced that the FDA has approved both the Pfizer and Moderna COVID booster shot that is supposed to be an updated version, bivalent, including both the wild-type virus, the COVID-19 wild-type virus, as well as a strain that is similar to BA4, BA5 in terms of its spike proteins within those lineages. And the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine bivalent one is authorized as a single booster dose for those 18 and older. The Pfizer one can be used in anybody over 12 years of age and older. Right now, it's just supposed to be one shot. Some of you have asked, well, how often do you need the booster? With the other one, it seemed to be every 5 months. We don't know yet. This booster might be enough. We don't know. What we do know is we are on our fifth, maybe sixth COVID variant of the year, and we haven't even hit September yet. We're just about to. And so my guess is we aren't at the once-a-year shot yet, but it's about time we have something updated. These are not supposed to be primary. So for those people that have waited, you know, the end of 2020, saying, I'm going to wait till I get, you know, one that's, you know, updated for Delta, updated for Omicron 1, updated for Omicron 2.122. Like, now I'm going to get the vaccine because we have the newer ones. It's not been authorized for that. The studies were done on the wild type one with the two injections for Pfizer 3 weeks apart, Moderna 4 weeks apart. So, yeah, in terms of the studies, there's been a lot of debate on whether this was appropriately studied. As I said, in order to get a vaccine done yearly, even though they really are kind of, they really took a long time with this one, you don't have the time to do the long follow-up clinical studies, and it's really hard to find people that haven't had COVID or Omicron. So you can't get a lot of the clinical data that you think we need where, okay, we have somebody who's kind of a virgin when it comes to that. Now we're going to give them the shot. Now we're going to see how effective it is. It's a lot more difficult to get that data now. So they use previous data. They use the data from the safety and efficacy of the previous, the wild type one. And then they believe the safety as well as the side effects are going to be similar. So according to the FDA, they said they base its decision on the totality of available evidence, including extensive safety and effectiveness data for each of the monovalent, the wild-type original vaccines, looking at the safety and the immunogenicity data, meaning if we give you the shot, what do your antibodies look like, and obtained from a clinical study of a bivalent COVID vaccine that contained mRNA from Omicron variant BA1 lineage that is similar to each of the vaccines being authorized. The vaccine that has the BA1 is the one used in Europe, in the UK. So I'm wondering if they got data of that that they looked at. Then non-clinical data obtained using this vaccine that contained mRNA from the original strain and mRNA from between BA4 and BA5. So they're saying they looked at a slew of data, but they didn't necessarily test have human trials on the one that we're getting. So they said based on the data supporting each of these authorizations, the bivalent COVID-19 vaccines, which are going to be called updated boosters, they say are expected to provide increased protection against the currently circulating Omicron variant. Individuals who receive a bivalent COVID-19 vaccine may experience side effects commonly reported by individuals who receive authorized or approved monovalent mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. With today's authorization, the monovalent mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are not authorized as boosters for individuals 12 years of age or older. So what that means is if you want a booster and you want the previous ones that we've been using, no more. The agency will work quickly to evaluate future data and submissions to support authorization of this for additional groups, such as the younger kids. So if you have not been vaccinated, the older vaccines are there for you to get your primary series, but you are not going to be given the older vaccines as your booster. Individuals 18 years or older can get Moderna, 12 years older, Pfizer. Now, if you are getting the Moderna, it has to be at least 2 months since you got your primary vaccination or have received the most recent booster dose. So they don't have to wait the 5 months. If you got boosted a couple months ago, you could get this. But if you just got your booster, then you can't qualify until it's been 2 months. Same thing with the Pfizer-BioNTech. If you're over 12 years old and it's been 2 months since your primary vaccine series or the recent booster, then you can get this. So they needed at least 8 weeks to pass. So FDA Commissioner Robert Califf said the COVID-19 vaccines, including boosters, continue to save countless lives and prevent the most serious outcomes. As we head into fall and begin to spend more time indoors, we strongly encourage anyone who is eligible to consider receiving a booster dose with the bivalent COVID-19 vaccine for better protection. They say the FDA has been planning for the possibility that the composition of the COVID-19 vaccines would have to be modified to address circulating variants. Yes, they told us that back in 2020. We sought input, they said, from our outside experts on the inclusion of an Omicron component in COVID-19 boosters to better protect against COVID-19. We have worked closely with the vaccine manufacturers to ensure the development was done safely and efficiently. The FDA has extensive experience with strain changes for annual flu vaccines. We are confident in the evidence supporting these authorizations. So they're saying because each year they kind of do a similar process for the flu vaccine, because it's really hard to do the clinical trials when you don't have circulating flu yet because you're not there. They kind of do a similar pathway. And oftentimes they'll use animals to, they'll inject, see if the antibodies get produced, to see if it produces an immune response. So they said that the FDA evaluated immunogenicity safety data from a clinical study of a booster dose of a bivalent that contained a component of the original strain and the BA1, which I believe, again, came from Europe studies. They say that is going to be similar to what we're getting with the BA4 and BA5. So they say to evaluate the effectiveness of the single booster, they said the FDA analyzed immune response data of 600 individuals over 18 who had previously gotten a series and one booster dose. They received either the updated booster or the old one, and at least 3 months after the first dose and after 28 days, the immune response against BA1 of the participants who received the bivalent was better than those who received the previous booster. So that's how they knew that this was stronger for Omicron. And then in terms of the clinical study, they said it included 800 participants 18 years of age or older who had received two doses of the primary, one booster, then 3 months later received a second booster dose with the monovalent or the investigational one. And of the study participants who received the bivalent vaccine, the most common side effects were pain, redness, swelling at the injection site, because they had to look at safety profiles. So they looked, they found there was pain, redness, swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, joint pain, chills, swelling of lymph nodes in the same arm of the injection, nausea, vomiting, and fever. Very similar to what we have with the recent vaccine. So the FDA goes through the data supporting the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. They looked at safety data, 600 participants greater than 55 got their shot. The reported side effects of the Pfizer bivalent or updated one was pain, redness, swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, chills, joint pain, and fever. We see more swollen lymph glands with Moderna. I don't think they had that as much with the Pfizer one. So, you know, I know there's a lot of critics out there. Some say that it's bad medicine and bad policy. That's according to Dr. Marty McCary, public health expert at Johns Hopkins. You know, some are kind of worried that it's, you know, too little, too late. Some believe that we should be just giving the previous shot. No sense using a new shot that got rushed to authorization. Go ahead and continue to use the old shot. But a lot of you guys are asking, you know, why am I doing this if I just had COVID? Well, again, our natural immunity isn't lasting as long as we need it to. But I get it. A lot of people are kind of over it. So we'll see. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let me give you guys some updates. In terms of monkeypox, what's being reported seems to be slowing down. Okay, we might be flattening the curve soon when it comes to monkeypox. I just can't say that for sure because I just don't know if there's a lag in testing or a lag in reporting. I did go one day 1.5 days of not having a patient with a rash that looked like monkeypox. And I'm licensed in multiple states. So to me, that's a good sign, but it doesn't necessarily mean we're out of the woods. The U.S. cases are at 18,417. The global case count is right under 50,000 at about 49,900, I believe. See if I could get that pulled up. 49,974. So there might be a leveling off. It might be, you know, once somebody has monkeypox, they're like, oh, to hell with this. And I'm going to, you know, stay away and I'm not going to get it. And so there might be a lot more diligence, or it might just be that, you know, monkeypox, you know, now that we, you know, we do have a good amount of the population still vaccinated for smallpox. So if we are able to curb this epidemic and slow it down, I am going to be very, very impressed. So now, all right, we do have, though, other fish to fry that we are very concerned about. I am looking at these pictures of brightly colored fentanyl. And they are rainbow colored and they are very pretty. The problem is one pill can kill. A half a pill can kill. Pixie dust from the pill can kill. So the Drug Enforcement Administration is advising the public of this alarming emergency trend of very colorful blue and pink and yellow and purple and greenish pills. I don't know if they're blue. I have to double check some of the colors here. That are now circulating in the United States. They said in August 2022, DEA and our law enforcement partners seized brightly colored fentanyl and fentanyl pills in 18 states. They're dubbed rainbow fentanyl in the media. This trend appears to be a new method used by drug cartels to sell highly addictive and potential deadly fentanyl made to look like candy to children and young people. This is evil. Rainbow fentanyl, fentanyl pills and powder that come in a variety of bright colors, shapes, and sizes is a deliberate effort by drug traffickers to drive addiction amongst kids and young adults. It's according to DEA Administrator Annie Milgram. The men and women of the DEA are relentlessly working to stop the traffic of rainbow fentanyl and defeat the Mexican drug cartels that are responsible for the vast majority of the fentanyl that is being trafficked in the United States. So these bright-colored fentanyl, according to the DEA, is being seized in multiple forms, pills, powder, blocks, and it looks like sidewalk chalk. You know, that kind of dull, chalky, whitish-colored, yeah, that's what they look like. Because remember, we're talking about a powder, we're talking about a medication. Now, some people think that certain colors are more potent than others. Don't even think with it. I understand in Breaking Bad, the blue crystal meth was supposed to be much better than... They all are bad. Remember, fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin, 100 times more potent than morphine. You can die with just 2 milligrams of fentanyl, even less for some people. That equates, according to the DEA, to 10 to 15 grains of table salt. And we don't know what these guys are doing to it. We don't know if it's highly concentrated. We don't know if it's weakened. Because remember, these drug cartels don't need you to die from it. They need you to live long enough to feel the buzz, the narcotic high, and then go, okay, I want more. So, you know, some people might go, well, then, you know, obviously if they look like candy, they're safe. The problem is we don't know what your makeup is and your metabolism and what your liver could do. Also, these things are not FDA approved. So this is not calculated per the square angstrom of what dose is on what. It's not like that. So a lot of these pills could be made heavily weighted on one side or another. And they don't know, because again, if these are made in some mill or backyard or basement, you just don't know what you're getting. So fentanyl is one of the deadliest drugs. And sadly, fentanyl was created for our cancer patients, for our patients with chronic pain. But it has been fueling a lot of drug overdoses. But not the ones that I think the doctors are writing, like everybody tries to blame. Back in 2016, I think we had about 60,000 overdose deaths. Now we've almost doubled that, and we've been restricting doctor prescriptions. I haven't written one narcotic since 2016. Well, I closed my practice. I went to teach. I'm doing media, doing telemedicine. You don't write narcotics on those platforms. So I don't. I mean, I had a lot of patients, and I know a lot of doctors are in my same boat where they are working for companies that don't do narcotics, or they just don't have the staff to go through all the bureaucratic red tape, because if you don't follow it, you lose your license. So a lot of doctors are like, well, screw it. I don't need to get sued. I don't need to be thrown in jail. I don't need to lose my license. I just won't prescribe them. That's what a lot of doctors are doing. So 66% of the overdose deaths are related to synthetic opioids like fentanyl and heroin. Drug poisonings are the leading killers of Americans now, 18 to 45. They say fentanyl available in the United States is primarily supplied not by Dr. Smith, right? And his prescription for your tooth pain or for your cancer or your spinal stenosis, the DEA says fentanyl available in the United States is primarily supplied by two criminal drug networks, the Sinaloa Cartel and the Jalisco New Generation Cartel. Watch Narcos if you want to see a little bit of their history. In September 2021, DEA launched the One Pill Can Kill public awareness campaign to educate Americans about the dangers of fake pills. Additional resources for parents in the community can be found on DEA's fentanyl awareness page. So very, very scary stuff. Now, if I was a parent, well, I am a parent, I would have Narcan in my house. I would have Narcan in my purse close by. Because, again, some of your kids don't know they're taking it. You know, this seems like, okay, kids, don't be stupid. There's going to be candy-looking stuff. Don't put anything in your mouth. It could be fentanyl. But you have also fentanyl poisonings where people don't realize they're exposed. There's been a lot of reports from police saying that there is fentanyl laced in people's marijuana. So your kid's like, I don't do pills. I just, you know, smoke a little bit or I vape. My friend, you got to be careful with that. And then, you know, you might have a kid that, you know, might bring it home, be, you know, getting high in his room. You need to be prepared. Now, there are Narcan vending machines not close by to most of us, but they hope that these vending machines could distribute life-saving shots of Narcan. Across the U.S., cities like San Diego, Las Vegas, New York are installing vending machines and locker kiosks stocked with nasal sprays that contain naloxone, a medication that can be used in emergencies for someone who has overdosed on opioids. So refer to Narcan, which is brand name. It's a spray medication that can hopefully reverse the opioid depression and bring them and prevent them from dying. One sometimes is not enough. Sometimes you have these overdoses that are so bad that the ER doc has to, you know, give multiple to reverse it. So, you know, having the access to that could be great. I don't know. It shouldn't have a charge, but I also don't know if somebody is, you know, sadly going to abuse those. You know, like a newspaper, you open it up and then you, well, the way these machines look is it looks like you could, you know, put in some information and then get the one Narcan. According to Charlie Nolan from Philly, he said 400 times has it been used since it's installed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.